Adventure-Treff,
der Podcast.
Hallo liebe Adventure-Treff-Leser, dieser Podcast ist für alle, die unsere Adventure X 2015 Video-Coverage bislang nicht auf YouTube verfolgen, sondern lieber das Ganze im Podcast hören. Deswegen haben wir euch in dieser Ausgabe vier Interviews, die es bereits als Video in unserem YouTube-Kanal gibt, zusammengestellt. Und das Ganze beginnt mit Jean-Baptiste von dem Spiel Lancelot's Hangover. Danach spricht noch Alistair Beckett King von Nelly Coutalot, das demnächst auch auf Deutsch erscheinen wird. Als drittes haben wir Daniel Black, der mit The Last Time ein Retro-Adventure im Pixel-Look macht. Und ganz zum Schluss spricht noch Jan Kavan und Luka Schmelek von CBE Software über ihr neues Spiel Someday You Will Return. Alle Interviews sind in Englisch und können, wie gesagt, auch auf YouTube gesehen werden. Weitere Interviews werden wir demnächst veröffentlichen. Und ja, für alle, die es lieber hören als sehen oder zusätzlich auch mal gern hören, die können sich jetzt den Podcast anhören. Viel Spaß!
Okay, wir sind hier mit Jean-Baptiste von Lancelot's Hangover und wir stellen jetzt mal ein paar Fragen zu dem Spiel. Hi Jean-Baptiste.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. So, your game.
This is the only German I know, except Wunderbar.
Bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour. Enchanté.
So, Lancelot's Hangover, yeah. It's your game. So, please tell us about this game.
Okay, so I made this game alone for about like 2 years now. I've been greenlit last summer. Scheduling on Kickstarter in February, but maybe I should talk about the game itself. So the pitch is really simple. It's Monkey Island meets Monty Python's Holy Grail. You play Lancelot, the Knight of the Round Table. You play during all the games. You will be in your underwear, so because you are sexy and this is nice to see. And actually, your mission is to get the Grail. God told you to get the Grail. You put some booze in it and celebrate the biggest party England has ever known. But of course there is a problem. You have to go to the Kingdom of France where all men are gay and women have hair under their armpits. So this is a very serious and educational game for all the family.
So if you're planning to go to France, you better play this game first so you have an idea.
I hate French people. Really, I do hate them. Because I'm Belgian, you know.
Alright, so where does Monkey Island come into the equation?
Actually, I've always really, 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 really loved Monkey Island, and it was quite funny because you know, I'm 35 and I started, you know, I was a young teen when during the golden age of LucasArts and Sierra. So at the time I didn't play English at all, so I just spent like a lot of gamer hours and hours of time playing those games because I don't understand everything, and I'm feeling a bit nostalgic about this era, and one time I said that I want to make that kind of game because it just gives a meaning to my life, you know what I mean?
the meaning of life,
another Monty Python reference.
Visually you're apparently very strongly influenced by these animation scenes from the Monty Python movies?
By Terry Gilliam. I'm a huge fan, and he's actually it started because I wanted to make something medieval. I'm really interested about medieval art because it's really nice and it's quite easy to draw and animate. But and I think that it's something weird because medieval is it's often used in video games, but not the manuscript sign. So I heard every review say quite original, but I don't know, it just speaks to me, right?
So you're drawing everything by yourself?
Everything. I actually, in the game, I do everything by myself except the music.
All right.
Yeah.
So from what you told us about the game, it's clear that you want to challenge things like political correctness. How do you decide where to draw the line and where to not go further and try to offend people? And how do you decide what you can do and what you can't do?
Actually, my limit is my kindness, actually. I had a review on Gay Gamers, which is a website about, you know, gay people playing video games. And they really mention that there is no malice in the game. I mean, I don't care. Just have fun, actually. And I think that the Adventure Gamers itself, we have a really kind community, really intelligent community. And I think that they understand that it's just fun, actually. It's not like homophobic. It's not like against French people. It's not against medieval. I don't care about this. You know, I just if people are shocked by my game, whatever. I don't care. Really, I don't care. There's so many games out there, so they can play whatever they want. Angry Birds, it's okay. Yeah, it's not offensive. Don't play those games. I don't care.
I'm really sure that everyone in our community will agree that everyone in our community is a really kind person. So we have kind of a common ground there, I guess. So when do you plan to finish the game?
That's a tricky question. Actually, all the graphics are made right about now, so this is the huge part, the time-consuming part. And now I'm fixing the gameplay. The puzzle, it must be more intuitive, editing the text. So I think that I would like to release the game on my birthday, May 29, May 19. But I think that a more realistic date would be September.
Alright, and you're going for PC release or other platforms?
Only PC, because I hate Mac. No.
Just and everyone who uses Macs, right?
No, just kidding. No, I love Mac. I love Steve Jobs. It's wonderful. No, but the thing is that I use AGS and a custom plugin, so it's difficult to export to Macintosh. But so it will be only available on Steam and PC. And actually, frankly, I don't care about Mac users. The real gamers are PC and Steam, so actually I don't care. Maybe I shouldn't say things like that, but...
But I mean, just do.
Yeah, I just do. I don't care. I mean, I just want to be sincere and honest. And actually, I have pre-orders from Mac people, Mac users. And I say that, hey, it won't be Mac version, and the people don't care. So I don't care.
Is working on this game an actually a full-time job, or is it something you do next to something?
I'm a bit of a web developer besides the game, but I have the opportunity to work a few days a month and get enough money to pay the rent. And actually, I'm living quite not poorly. I'm quite living simple. So
modest.
So I mean, I'm just doing things by passion. Yeah. So that's it.
All right. Thank you very much for showing us your game.
Thanks.
Good luck with the project. Looking forward to it.
And thanks again to the German community. Really, I'm completely amazed by the reaction. I don't know why, but it seems like you really love that kind of game, and really hardcore gamers. I'm really amazed by that. I'm really sincere, and when I don't like things, I told that. But I'm really, really amazed by this, and I I heard many beta testers from Germany that I want to contact, and I expect to receive long bug reports, but yeah, why not?
All right, we'll make sure that German beta testers will send you very organized feedback.
Yeah, organized or unorganized, I mean, it's okay for me.
All right, good luck with the project, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, wir sind hier am Stand von Nelly Kutalot mit dem Chefentwickler Alistair, und wir fragen ihn jetzt mal, was es mit dem Spiel so auf sich hat. Hi Alistair, good to meet you.
I'm so pleased you're speaking in English now. I was really panicking there. It's very good to meet you.
I was kind of considering doing it in German, but I thought we just use subtitles this time.
That would be... Oh, so we're going to subtitle... Yeah, you're going to subtitle me because I'm not speaking German. I understand. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We could also dub you.
Oh, that would be excellent. Yeah, I would really like that. Can you get me a kind of...
We could get you the German subtitles and you speak yourself in German.
you say that, but I've recorded two lines of dialogue for the German voice pack for Nelly, and it is... Five lines, sorry, and it is hard work getting me to speak German correctly. You've got a lot of strange words. A lot of strange words. I thought I was quite good at German. I'm not. It took a lot of takes.
I agree. It's a very interesting word. So, for example, earlier, yesterday, actually, I was looking up the word Rindfleisch-Etikettierungs-Überwachungs-Aufgaben-Übertragungsgesetz. And I was trying to copy and paste it somewhere, and it didn't work.
Because you exceeded the memory for the clipboard on the computer because the word is too ridiculously long.
Apparently I broke it, yeah.
You broke it. German has broken computers. Well done.
Thank you very much. So actually, talking about the game, so please tell us about Nelly Kutalot.
Well, Nelly Kutalot is a point-and-click adventure game with a nautical theme in which you play the role of Nelly Kutalot, who is a pirate charged with rescuing adorable and cute birds by the dead pirate William Bloodbeard. That was a pause there where I briefly forgot his name. I totally know the game, been working on it for ages. It's a follow-up to a freeware game that I released ages ago in 2007, which was an AGS game and was very well received. You don't really need to have played that to play this game, but it does pick up on some of the threads. It's a much bigger, longer story built in Unity with HD graphics and bells and whistles. And it follows Nelly trying to prevent the nefarious Baron Whitebeard from launching an attack on an island with a hypnotized fleet of waterfowl. And when you say it out loud, it sounds a bit weird. But in the context of the game, that is what I'm going to call the plot.
Okay, so apparently it is a funny game, a funny piratey nautical game. So have you been inspired by other piratey nautical funny games?
I can't think of any others. No, if there are, it's better than... No, I have up until recently been claiming to have never heard of or played Monkey Island. I now admit that it does exist. And it would be unfair to say that it wasn't an influence on this game. Certainly, it's an influence on the game in that it's humour and the fact that it's full of I think quite fair puzzles. There are no dead ends. There are, you know, it follows the old LucasArts philosophy of an adventure game being a slightly more relaxing, charming experience where you puzzle your way through without constantly fearing that you might have forgotten to pick up a pencil in the wrong place. But I do think the style of writing, the style of the humour, is quite distinct from Monkey Island in many ways. It's got a much more British sensibility, I think, and there's no grog. So, who is a plagiarist? Not me.
So, you are obviously the creative father of Nelly Kutalot. What else are you doing? You're animating, I think. Are you also singing the soundtrack?
I'm definitely not singing the soundtrack. We've got a reasonable amount. We've got a fantastic composer in the form of Nicholas Sedaris, as well as at least two small songs in-game. And I am involved in none of those because I'm so tone-deaf. It's really embarrassing. But yes, I did the background art and the animation, and I wrote the script. Originally, I was coding it before I teamed up with Application Systems Heidelberg, and what they're doing is, in addition to publishing the game, they're co-developing it with me, providing all of the technical know-how to translate the game from its quite simple low-res format into a multi-platform Unity version of the game that will actually work, I think is the phrase we're using. It will actually work by comparison with what I had to begin with.
So you're not just a game developer, you're also performing comedy, I think. So how was this transitioning from performing on stage to writing for a comedy game?
That's an interesting question. It's true that in addition to being an unsuccessful games developer, I'm also not a very successful comedian. I started writing the game before I started performing comedy. So in a way, the transition has been in the other direction, because I've been working on this. This was, for years, a hobby project that I did in my spare time before I launched a Kickstarter. I'm not going to say how many years ago it was, probably just one, but maybe 2 years ago. After which it became my day job, and I now do comedy in the evenings. But I have tried to bring them together. 2 years ago at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, I did a live Choose Your Own Comedy Adventure, which actually I've done here at AdventureX last year and the year before that as well, with another comedian. And that was a way of trying to do live comedy and adventure gaming at the same time, so the audience were making all of the decisions, choosing the paths that the people go down. Because there are sort of lots of crossovers between comedy and game and any kind of narrative writing, storytelling. I think one of the things that comedy teaches you is how long people are prepared to listen to something before it can be funny. I've been talking for a long time now, and I'm aware that I haven't been funny or interesting yet. And that's something that I've learned thanks to comedy. No, what I mean is you really learn how much patience people have for an idea. And I think there are lots of lessons in video games for, well, how long are we prepared to go down this thread before we're going to be rewarded with a solution, or rewarded with an animation, or rewarded with a joke. There's a reciprocal relationship there. Yeah, that was a very boring answer on the theme of why you shouldn't be boring.
It wasn't like hilarious, but it was really interesting, I think, because it really made sense.
I should say the game is, I'm confident to say that it's funny, because I was there when we were recording the voices, and they're funny. It's also, there are games which are in which every examine, every right click is a snarky comment or a joke, and I think sometimes they work really well as long as they're very funny, and sometimes I find them a bit tiresome. It can be, for the main character to be constantly sarcastic, I find a little exhausting. So while this game has loads of really funny moments and lots of funny characters, it's also quite charming and quite interesting. So the writing is not, I hope, the writing isn't trying too hard to be funny constantly. So there is hopefully a good balance.
So you've been on Kickstarter with the game. How's your experience with that?
Kickstarter was actually a fantastic experience, because I hadn't expected to get the support of the Kickstarter community in the way that I did. So we made our money. We made a little bit more than the money we were trying to raise. Although now that we're working with Application Systems, that the Kickstarter budget is now a small corner of the overall budget of the game, which now that other people than me are working on it is much larger. We've got about just over 1,000 backers, having 1,000 people who were telling other people about the game, bringing other people on board, and are there in the updates, ready to answer questions and tell me, well, do you think this font is readable? Things like that. And to offer feedback in a sort of back and forth in a kind of creative way, and also to offer sort of testing feedback, has been amazingly fantastic. I didn't expect to sort of have cheerleaders voluntarily throw themselves at the project and say, oh, we'll try and help. And that's what's happened. And so it's been really, really nice.
I was about to ask you about the platforms that the game will come out, but actually looking right next to you, it says PC, Mac, Linux, mobile, console. So lots of platforms.
That's one of the advantages of Unity. Our focus right now is on PC, Mac, and Linux. Consoles and tablets are a possibility thanks to Unity, but they're not. Our focus at the moment is to make something which is really solidly playable in a traditional point-and-click context. but we've tried to future-proof the little engine we've created within Unity to make it possible to give us the option to expand in the future. I hope it's clear that I have no idea what I'm talking about there. I don't understand any of that. I'm repeating things that I think I've heard the programmer say. I don't know. For all I know, it's just drawn on paper.
Don't believe everything that programmers say.
No, I won't. Liars, the lot of them.
I think you're already near completion of the game, or is it already completed? When will it be released?
The game will be released in February 2016. We've announced several pseudo-release dates up until this point. The game is virtually complete now. I think two-thirds of the game are bug-free enough that you could play through them probably without noticing anything major, and the remaining third needs a bit of work, needs some tightening up and needs some polish and a bit more feedback from the beta testers. But on the whole, it's substantially complete, and what we're doing now is just trying to focus on the player's experience, really, to make sure that with these resources, it's the most enjoyable it can be, so that we don't lead people down the wrong path unnecessarily, so that we make it as streamlined and enjoyable playing experience it can be.
Cool. I think that was all the questions that I wanted to ask. So we can expect, I guess, a fully voiced German version. As you already said, you did German voices for the game.
Yes, it's fully voiced, but I hasten to add, only 5 lines by me. The rest of them are by a really excellent team of German actors, and there'll be more information about that when we start launching the game, and the British voice cast as well. Yes, so it has a British voice cast, it has a German voice cast, and it will have text-only translations for French, Spanish, and Italian.
Sounds very good. Good luck with the game. We're looking forward to it. It's not long anymore, so soon we can play the finished version.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I can't wait.
Thanks a lot, and have a great Adventure X.
Thank you. You too.
All right, I'm here with Daniel, who was showing us for the last time. Daniel, who are you and what are you doing?
My name is Daniel Black, of Big Cow Studios. I am Big Cow. In reality, it's just one person in the studio, so Big Cow is me. And I've been working on this game the last time for 8 months. It's the first time I'm releasing a game. So it's a very story-driven game. So as you can see, the style is very much that of an old-school point-and-click, but the story is really inspired by more modern adventure games, so like Telltale and Quantic Dream. So it's all about having interesting story decisions and having different ways of going through the story.
What is it about?
So you play as Jack Glover, who is in the prologue. You play as him as a young man, as a police officer, and then I don't want to spoil it, but something bad happens in the prologue, and then it cuts to 40 years later, where you're now Jack as an old man, and you play the rest of the game as this elderly person, and there's kind of mystery elements to it because it looks like somebody's trying to kill you, and you're trying to figure out who that is. But aside from the plot, the very important aspect of the game is that the characters and the relationship. So as well as the mystery, it's about just how you as an old man deal with the world now that you're not used to dealing with people, you're very physically frail. So it's a lot of challenges kind of unique to that character.
So would you say it's purely like mystery, criminal, or also funny?
Well, yeah, it's a big mix of things. So there's definitely mystery elements to it, and some people have described it as noir, but there's also very light-hearted moments. And I'm trying to write it in such a way that you kind of never know what's coming around the next corner in the story, because you can have incredibly light-hearted moments followed by very dark moments and some sad moments and some more kind of like warm moments. So it's very much a drama, I suppose you could say.
If you say you're inspired by the more modern games like the ones by Telltale, yeah. How does this reflect in the gameplay?
Sure. So so unlike most kind of old school points and clicks where you might spend a long time trying to figure out quite nonsensical puzzles, the gameplay is very smooth. It's meant to play almost more like an interactive film. So you do have puzzle solving and you get rewarded for it, but it's not the kind of puzzle solving where you'd get stuck on it for ages. So reflects something like Telltale or Quantic Dream is that you have like non-linear narrative, so you have dialogue choices that can affect what happens later on, and you're really shaping how your character is perceived. You can kind of play it as quite a nice guy, or you can like hit a bunch of people if you want to. So it's that kind of non-linear story and kind of these cinematic moments and scenes that make it like that kind of game.
I also implementing this episodic style, like a series of games, or is it one big chunk of game? How big is it?
Sure, that's a good question. I did think about doing it like that, but what I've ended up doing is I've made it one self-contained story, but it's kind of like the length of as if it were one episode of a series. So I'm looking for it to be about 2 hours in terms of gameplay length, but it's one self-contained story. So it's like a quite bite-sized, nice film-like length of time, and then you've got the whole story, and you don't need to wait a year to find out what happens next.
How far along in the development are you when it's going to come out?
So I've been developing it for about 8 months, and I've finished a first draft, and I'm now kind of polishing it. I'm hoping for a beta in January, and then I'm looking to release it around March or April of 2016.
Are you releasing it yourself or with a publishing partner, and for which platforms are you looking at?
So at the moment, the plan is to just release it myself, and the initial release is going to be for Windows, Mac, and Linux, and that'll be on Steam, but also DRM-free via DRM-free sites. And then the plan is sometime after that to release to Android and iOS.
All right. Good luck with the game. We are looking forward to it, to play it, and have a fun Adventure X.
Thanks very much, Jan.
Bye.
Tschüss.
Okay, wir sind hier... ich fange nochmal an. Wir sind hier mit CBE Software, die bekannt sind durch unter anderem durch Julia, aber heute haben sie im Grunde ihr neues Projekt vorgestellt, oder eigentlich gestern schon. Und wir wollen mal rauskriegen, was es damit auf sich hat. Hallo, Jan und Lukas.
Hey.
Hey.
So you just announced your new project, which is called?
It's called Someday You'll Return.
And please tell us what you can't already tell us about what it's about.
Oh, we can't. But yeah, we will tell you at least something. It's a game, and at the beginning of this game is a question: what would you do if your daughter never came home? Okay, so that's the basic premise of the game. And of course, there might be a way how you can try to track her down, and that's where the game begins.
All right, so it's probably a quite serious game, looking at this point.
Yes, it's actually a horror game, and it's very kind of dark game, but it's also very, let's say, introspective kind of a way. It's not horror as jump scares and monsters going on you. It's more about what it takes to be a parent, what it takes to be a father.
So it's more like psychological horror than actual jump scare horror.
Yes, but it can get quite scary.
Is it somehow based on your own experience with being a father?
It's based not on my experience, I hope.
I mean, not on the experience of having a daughter.
But it's much of it is based on my fears. So it's like I really, as someone who has 3 daughters, I kind of have a right to think these questions. And one thing which might be interesting is that this game gets more, in a way, into adventure game direction than, for example, Julia Among the Stars in certain aspects, because this is our first game when you have a inventory.
So we've seen the trailer yesterday and this morning, and from what my impression from the trailer is that it's going to be in the direction of something like Vanishing of Ethan Carter, at least visually. So like a more explorative game. Is that a right impression, or am I on the wrong track?
It was actually a teaser, not a trailer. That's different because we're just teasing the environment right now. So it's like based in Moravian country, and Lukasz will tell you more about this. But gameplay-wise, it's not in way of walking simulators much. We considered the option to kind of use a dual-stick control to control left and right leg, but then we forget this idea. But it's more about gameplay. More if you kind of compare it, for example, to Everybody Has Gone to Rapture and other walking sims. In our case, you really have to work out the environment. You operate inventory and do some stuff we are not planning to disclose today, but there are some other principles which kind of will be quite unique for this game. So it's more gameplay than just an exploration, although the exploration takes a big part in the game.
So Lukasz, how are you involved in the game? You're making the graphics?
Yeah, I'm making the graphics and I also debating, I'm sorry, on the story and on the puzzle design and so on. But my main part is the environment and basically all the visuals there. So the game is based, as Jan said, in the Czech Republic, in the Czech Republic landscape, in the rocky environment of the South Moravian forests. So we are highly inspired by this environment. The composition of the levels will be vertical too, so not just going through some forest, but also climbing on the rocks and so on. And the story is also highly based on the environment and interaction in environment. Yeah.
What I got from the teaser is that you're now using Unreal Engine. So how much of a change was that for you as a graphic artist?
Yeah, for example, from the Julia Among the Stars, it's a huge step because we are now using real-time graphics. So it's completely different approach to creating visuals because there are no pre-rendered images or something. Everything is real-time, and it has big benefits of like doing the stuff and doing the assets. And also it looks stunning. The graphics in Unreal Engine are really, really cool, and the workflow is really easy to set some environment like this, like you
for
see
you.
For me, like you saw in the teaser.
Yeah, so looking at the teaser, it really doesn't look like something basically two persons or one graphic artist is working on, but you again doing the graphics by yourself?
Yes, it's all by me, and I hope we can manage it to the end.
Yeah, it really looks impressive again. So you are working on the music as well again, right?
Yes.
But please tell us that you didn't sing also the soundtrack.
No. I think that Lukasz sometimes would like to kick me and I would be able to sing so high, but not. But actually this song is based upon a folk song. It's by Gabriela Vermeliu. She's my very good friend and we play together. And it just teases the thing that we are really planning to use a local culture. You were able to see those touristic signs on the trees and stuff, so we are using really the real place and the music is part of it. So in this game we want to have a lot of really kind of real life recorded music. There is already a lot of my cello, Gabriela playing quinton, which is five string violin. She's singing there, we are playing together. So I want to have a majority of the music, not this VST kind of virtual instruments, but I want to have live instruments, live recorded, and really based upon the surroundings. And this also comes with my kind of more and more progressive philosophy of this interactive music. So basically we want to have a really not much of the music objects in the game. We want to have it really contextual, and the game is more based upon the sound effects, about the sound layers, and less above this kind of looping or any other music, which you already probably experienced in Julia Among the Stars. So it's the same, but going even step farther from Julia.
So we just learned that you're planning to release the teaser that we've seen next Friday. When are you planning to show more to the public of the game?
During the next year, because we plan to finish this game end of end of 2017. So it's kind of the target for release of this game. And during the next year, we would very gradually, it will be this kind of very small drops of information, because this game is one big spoiler territory. There are many kind of plot twists, many of things which we don't want to reveal. So we will be very careful what to tell, not to spoil the surprise.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Thank you very much for the interview and good luck with the project. 2 more years to go, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.